In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
clear for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
Come on, guys, let's break into song. It's always gonna be another mountain. Come on, always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I'll get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
Now, is that the Miley Cyrus version or the Joe McElderry version?
I think
Joe,
that's,
you know, if it's our show, it's Joe.
I think that I tried to keep my tone, my key. Is that what it's called? I always find it difficult to
keep.
You
didn't know
key.
The lyrics, but you certainly had the...
Oh, Jesus, I did my best.
Tried your best.
That's all you can have.
Do you know when someone say, I tried my best?
But you can't succeed.
What if you aren't good, but you're trying?
Then get away from me.
It's an A for effort, isn't it? That's what I got in my art class.
What did you do for art?
From year 7 to year 9, so when I was 11 to 14, you have to do art in school. And I would always get the lowest skill grade because I was awful, but I would always get A for effort because I always put in the effort.
I'm right in thinking that you're obsessed with life drawings.
No.
No, he's obsessed with modelling and getting naked.
Yes, I do the posing, not the drawing.
He got caught once... doing a little bit of indecent
exposure.
Beside
the photocopying machine.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, there's a life art thing, and I'm a model. And
it
since
just
then,
so happened because you had a pen in your hand.
Yeah.
You were trying to write out a show idea.
Yeah. Are you spreading lies about
Producer
me?
Producer Callum, naked beside the photocopying machine.
Is this defamation?
And he had to really commit to it since that day because otherwise he'd be sacked.
Guys, I got a haircut because you were mean to me.
No one was. I don't think anyone was mean to
you. When were we mean to
No one was mean to you.
When were we mean to
didn't even notice your hair was long. I thought your hair doesn't really... For me, your hair doesn't ever seem that long. It just seems a constant.
And do you know what? Yeah. He defamed you and defamed me on Twitter.
Yeah. I let him off.
I didn't defame Nick.
I was going to call you. I was like, oh, let him have it.
Let him have it.
Let him
it
have
got
it.
Four likes.
I thought...
I gave you a like.
Yeah.
I thought like. I might get a follow from it.
Did you get any followers?
No. Who is your man? Ben. That's a be better.
Oh, Matt.
Or
he's
Matt.
My friend from home.
Funny. I like that.
Be
liked him.
Telling you to be better.
Yeah, he went be better.
Just be better. Yeah. Just in life, I think is a good skill. Shut up, Matt, if you listen. This morning we talk about Nathan's bad luck, sleepwalking. Nathan's got some great movie news. I talk about Ariana Grande. Nathan, it's the streets in downtown. A lot of Nathan stuff this morning. So,
if you don't like me,
I wouldn't bother.
I would tune into tomorrow's show.
Here's the podcast.
This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Yeah. Every day in the morning.
Spin
103.
Yeah. 17 degrees. We'll certainly take that. Good morning. It is 7:03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. I am absolutely loving these summery days. I'm telling you, very soon I'm going to be bringing a tank top and my Richard Branson linen shorts to work.
Yeah, you know there's a problem in Nathan's life when he's wearing the linen shorts. So if you ever see Nathan wandering around town, doing downtown on Grafton Street, wherever he is, and you see the linen shorts out, just go up and ask him, is everything okay?
Yes, mate. Are you okay there?
Is everything okay up there?
I'll reply, yes, everything's fine. Something happened in my bedroom last night, Graham, that completely traumatized me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be telling you all about it in 5 minutes' time.
I wonder what it could be.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, I didn't tell you, but last week I bought a full-length mirror for my bedroom so I can see all the gains that I've been making in the gym because I've said before on the show that summer 2019 is the summer I get absolutely shredded. Hashtag gym shrew.
Gym shrew. I suppose, is there any better way than starting your day than getting up and looking at your Greek god physique in the mirror at the end of your bed?
It's an absolutely ghastly sight, I'll be honest with you. But I bought the mirror and I decided, although, look, it may surprise you because I have worn dungarees in the past,
I'm not a handyman. I don't claim to be.
No.
So I put this mirror up in my bedroom using sticky pads so it wouldn't damage the wall.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I did not take the hammer out or the drill. I did not start banging a few nails into the wall because, you know...
Well, it's not a few nails.
The landlord could be listening.
If you could ask me, there's some simple little hangers that you can use that have tiny little nails in them that don't even damage the wall.
Oh.
Nathan, come on. I've worked in a hardware shop for nine years.
I don't know. I just kept it as my dirty little secret, so I didn't tell anyone. I bought the... You know what I'm speaking about?
The double-sided sticky things for the wall.
The sticky things on the wall.
Yeah, I know the
things. So I remember I put it up. And, you know, I wasn't that confident, but it stayed upright. And I thought, wow, I really am a handyman. I was very proud of all the hard work I put into that mirror. Every day went by, and it did add to my OCD. From time to time, I'd just press it into the wall just to make sure it wasn't going to fall.
What would make my OCD worse would be your fingerprints all over the mirror then.
Yeah,
from pushing
it was very grubby. I could barely see myself. But last night, I was all set to go to bed, and I thought, you know what? What a time to be alive. It's fantastic. And I put my long body into my bed, and all of a sudden the mirror falls off the wall and completely smashes everywhere. Shards of glass enter my bed and they are not welcomed. It's all on the ground. My two roommates, Ricky and Sean, go, "What was that noise? Is Dunkirk happening in your bedroom?" I went, "No, my mirror fell off the wall." And it was such an ordeal trying to clean it up. I got the Hoover out, the dustpan and brush, but thankfully I had my Crocs so I didn't walk into the glass.
Well, I think we all need to step away from Nathan O'Reilly just for the next 7 years, because you do know that breaking a mirror equals 7 years bad luck.
Oh, would you stop?
It does.
No, it doesn't. That's like witchery and sorcery, what you're talking about.
Exactly.
There.
It's one of the most well-known superstitions around the world. You break a mirror equals bad luck. You kill a spider, you lose money. Friday the 13th, don't even think about walking under a ladder on that day.
Why 7 years? That seems like a very long time.
I'm telling you, my sister cracked a mirror years and years and years ago.
What bad luck has she had?
Oh, she had me as a brother.
I've never met anyone that's actually cracked a mirror and went, "Do you know what? For 7 years, my life was hell."
I'd love to know, to start off the show this morning, have you or someone you know cracked a mirror, and what bad thing has happened to them in the next 7 years?
Look at me. I'm untouchable. It's all gravy, baby.
So far. Connor and Sword says this because I'm asking you, have you broken a mirror? What's happened to you? Cracked a mirror a few years ago. Every crispy pancake I cook has been soggy since.
It's because you're putting too much oil in the pan, Connor.
Oh, I wouldn't want that. And I also talked about how if you kill a spider, you'll end up losing money. And Caroline, you can't believe it.
I can't believe you said it loses money. I literally was laughing saying that's why I'm broke all the time.
And have you ever broken a mirror like Nathan?
No, but I know it's bad luck for 7 years.
Ah, Caroline, is it really? Let's be honest. 7 years is such a long time. What bad stuff can happen to me?
I think many, many bad things are going to happen to you.
Well, I have a little trick for you because, you know, I'm into the superstitions this morning. 7 years bad luck with the mirror. You lose money if you kill a spider. If you want to reduce the amount of money that you lose while killing a spider, you have to explain to the spider first why you're killing him. And then that reduces the amount of money that you lose.
I say that's very awkward. Telling the spider all the reasons why you don't like it.
I think I usually am shouting at it, like, anyway. So.
So, is it fair to say, would you be a spider hunter? Would you be seeking out these spiders on a day-to-day basis?
No, but I think I'm always paranoid. Like, I think I see them, but they're not actually there.
Well, they do crawl into your mouth at nighttime.
Oh, no.
Graham!
See you later.
See you, bye.
Oh no, Nathan, I think the bad luck has started already.
Why?
Your hair seems to be thinning on top.
Would you just...
Oh no, that's just a normal morning for Nathan going bald.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Get the mangoes. It's a short life.
He's in Dublin for the week, performing three nights at the Three Arena. One down, two to go. It's Drake, Nice For What, at 7:20. I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. He had a day off yesterday.
Yeah, what was he doing? I was trying to look out for Drake yesterday.
I wonder what he did, because I remember when Pitbull was over. Now, not Pitbull himself, but Pitbull's backing dancers and singers. They went to Kilkenny on their day off.
Oh, they visited the castle,
yeah,
didn't they?
So I wonder, did, you know, Drake maybe go down to the Cliffs Moor or something like that, do something really touristy?
I was following his Instagram. No
stories. So clearly on his days off, Drake wants to be off the radar.
We have eyes on Drake.
So Drizzy Drake currently in Dublin at the moment for his three arena gigs. And yesterday he had a day off. We were wondering, what was he up to? Because he was very quiet on Instagram. And Elaine says that Drake was in the basketball arena in Tala last night playing basketball.
And I like it's not, I think, I saw, I heard it. No, she's saying Drake was. He was there. He was in Tala and then went down to the square to get an Eddie Rockets shake. Now, I may have added that one myself, but that could be true.
What sort of shake do we think Drake would have?
Oreo. Come on, everyone on the Oreo.
Do you remember when Justin Bieber played basketball in Bushy Park?
Yeah.
And everyone was filming him. And I was like, I'll leave Justin alone.
I trained in Bushy Park.
You trained there?
Two massive megastars play sport in Bushy Park.
You trained Justin Bieber how to play basketball?
Yes. That's like, do you know what, Nathan?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Outside is actually like it is in the desert. Well, near enough. Highs of nearly 17 degrees today. It's currently 10 degrees. A lovely morning.
The Nevada desert, to be exact. Two Democratic cowboys, hand in hand. They briefly make out beforehand. They each have a showbiz news story. At the end, there can only be one winner. Do you want to start or will I start?
You start.
There could very soon be an unlikely power couple hitting our streets, hitting our screens, maybe hitting our airwaves. Jack Whitehall and Paris Hilton.
What?
Yes, what do we think about that?
God, Paris Hilton hasn't been relevant for about 10 years.
Well, she did release a great song a good few years ago when she was on a beach. I don't remember what it was called.
Not so great, though.
Even when the stars are... Do you remember that song?
That is not a few years ago. That is over 10. I'm going to... Go on, you keep talking. I'm going to find it.
Apparently, Jack Whitehall went over to California to celebrate her 38th birthday party, and he was rubbing shoulders against her famous friends, including Kim Kardashian.
Stars Are Blind. It's now 2019. That was released in 2006.
Great song. Ooh. Just around the corner. Who could forget? And apparently, fans have been seeing that Paris Hilton has been commenting underneath Jack Whitehall's Instagram posts with love hearts and fire emojis. Is the romance fiery, or will it end very soon? Who knows?
It's not as strange as Naomi Campbell and Liam Payne, that's for sure. But that isn't got to do with my story this week. My story's got to do with Ellen DeGeneres. And you know, if anybody goes viral at all, Ellen will have them on her show. And last week, a 43-year-old man went viral for dancing in his dance class to Post Malone's Wow. I don't know if you saw it. He's got a massive grey beard. He's a bald man. And the reason it went viral is because, you know, it's not the usual type of person to be dancing to hip-hop. Maybe that age, but maybe he's great breaking down barriers. He was on Ellen, and this is what he had to say.
Only 43, but honestly, I just love dancing so much. I had such a good time in the video, and I think that's what people were connecting to. And apparently 23 million people just wanted to have a good time with me for a minute.
Right.
So. Okay, so he's on Ellen, and you're thinking, oh my God, they're going to bring out Post Malone.
Yeah.
They're going to bring out Post Malone.
Of course.
You're on Ellen. She has the power. It's a good reveal, but not the best.
Take a look at this.
Hey, Mike, it's Posty. I love your moves, and you kick ass, and I'd like to invite you out to my show in Arizona this Sunday.
So that's not bad.
Not bad at all, Graham.
It's not bad, but I'm thinking I'm getting invited to the Ellen show. Post is going to be there. He's going to make me a backup dancer in his troupe and all this kind of stuff. It was just a video message and an invite to a gig.
He's busy at the moment, Post, isn't he? Isn't he doing a tour?
Yes. Oh, he is, yeah, because he was in Ireland, of course. Maybe he's in Europe. Maybe he's still in Europe.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. Well, look, I actually preferred your story this morning.
No, I liked your story the way you had a clip.
Nah, but your story is Jack Whitehall.
No,
and Paris
I preferred
Hilton.
Your story, Graham, please.
This has never happened before, but we each preferred the other one's story. So, Sheriff Callum, come on in. Who had the better story?
For the quality of the clips, I'm awarding it to Graham.
Here, shake my hand. Where's the confidence gone?
I don't
Where's
deserve
Where's the
that.
Self-belief?
I don't deserve it, guys.
Are you a real cowboy? Like, I can smell the cheap leather, but I just belong here.
I just don't feel right.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I sincerely hope
Nobody has broken up with their other halves because of this game, Gotta Get It Wrong.
Are we back doing this, are we? Let's just get it out there in the open. We talked about it maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Sorry,
where you linked Gotta Get It Wrong to the most recent song. We said we'd get out of your system. We did a little piece on it around 8:15 one morning. And we said, that's it. And you've started to slowly bring it back into the
It's a bit of fun, Graham. Do you not want to see me happy or something?
So we put 1 minute on the clock and all you got to do is get as many questions wrong as you can. We've Sinead on the line. Sinead, did you hear earlier on in the show, Nathan smashed his mirror last night?
I heard, I know.
Seven years bad luck, Sinead. Oh, and jinx. That means it's 14 years bad luck now for Nathan.
Why would you do that?
Because if people say it at the same time, within 24 hours of it happening, it doubles the...
But I didn't say it.
Yeah, well, me and Sinead said it. On top of our leaderboard is Kieran with 12. So you must get 13 or more is the score you need to get. It's very doable. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. All you have to do is get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Go on, Sinead.
One minute on the clock. Best of luck.
Sing a Dido song.
Happy birthday to you.
How do you spell ham?
S-A-M.
What rhymes with clam?
Car.
What animal builds a dam?
Dog.
What country is Amsterdam in?
England.
What noise does a lamb make?
Woof, woof.
How do you spell ma'am?
D-A-D.
How do you spell ma'am backwards? What's 67 minus 4?
4.
13 plus 28 is 37. True or false?
False.
Who is Homer Simpson married to?
Peter.
Who is the manager of Newcastle?
Alex Ferguson.
Do your best Leo Messi impression.
Hiya, how's it going?
What sport does Anthony Joshua play?
Tennis.
Speak Spanish.
Diaguish.
Oh, it's going to be close. Sinead, how did you find that?
It is hard. I think it's always like, it always sounds easier when you're listening. Like, I never got to watch the main ingredient in mushroom soup.
Oh,
I know. Well,
you didn't get down to question 18.
Question 18. Yeah, Sinead.
Okay.
I have to say, you came on this morning and you were really warm, very friendly.
Right.
Courageous, strong, brave, gregarious, vivacious. You reminded me of someone.
Who?
Oh, dear.
Do you know who you reminded me of? The lead singer out of Wheatus.
Who?
Who?
Do you remember the band Wheatus? Teenage Dirtbag.
Who was the lead singer?
Oh, okay.
I don't know his name.
Oh, the fellow with the long hair.
Yeah.
But he was very gregarious.
Is that male? You're saying I remind you of a male? Oh,
no, I'm saying you embodied his charisma.
Hey, Sinead, this is all okay. Nathan. This is all Nathan.
Sinead, you got 12.
Oh, no.
Sinead, I'm sorry.
Sinead, you need a 13 or more to go top of the leaderboard. Unfortunately, you don't. But thank you so much for playing with us this morning. Have an absolutely great weekend, all right?
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Sinead. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 103.8's 1K Payday. I want
that. Good morning, it is 8:02 and you are listening to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan, the home of Spin 103.8's 1K Payday. This is where we guarantee to give away at least €1,000 per week until the end of March.
Who wants money? Do you like money? Me. We got a lot of money.
I'll have some.
Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away €9,000. We want to continue giving more money away. This is how it works. We'll give you a cash track to listen out for every morning between 8 and 8:30. Here is your current cash track you are listening out for.
The current cash track is Anne-Marie in 2002. And you know the drill. The closer we get to the end of the week, the more possibility we will play the track because we haven't given away any money this week. So it could play this morning between 8 and 8:30 or it will play tomorrow morning between 8 and 8:30.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, have I ever told you that I can read?
I hope so. Sometimes I don't think you can speak sometimes on this show. You can...
Well, before the show, I went on to Mozilla Firefox, my most trusty web browser.
Yeah.
And I came across a survey that I find absolutely fascinating. In this survey this morning, 46% of people have admitted to sleepwalking at some stage. I find that so interesting.
Sleepwalking scares me.
Do you do it?
I don't do it, but I have a friend whose dad, not every time he sleptwalk, but a few times, would empty the dishwasher at night.
Well, hang on a sec. This is absolutely crazy. So his dad would wake up and...
walk into the kitchen.
Doing some research, Graham, they have their eyes open when they sleepwalk.
Well, he went into the kitchen and obviously emptied the dishwasher, because I think they were like, why does the dishwasher keep emptying? Who's doing it? And then they figured out it was their dad sleepwalking.
That's really useful.
It is, because you're so busy during the day. If you can rest while also doing mundane chores, isn't that fascinating?
Imagine sleepwalking and cleaning out the gutters during the middle of the night.
Sleepwalking and being a taxi driver. Okay, you're making money while you're asleep.
That'd be dangerous.
It'd be very dangerous, yeah, sorry. All right.
Do not condone that.
All right,
on the show.
Oh, Nathan. Here we go. Mr. Safe over there.
I would just like to know, you listening right now, do you sleepwalk? Do you know anyone who sleepwalks? I find it the most fascinating thing in the world. You're asleep, but yet you're walking around and you're doing things.
It's the doing things that really get to me, because obviously you go into some sort of automation. You go, okay, I got to do this.
Lauren says, I used to sleepwalk really bad when I lived in my old house. One night, I walked down the stairs, opened the front door and pulled my pajamas down as if I was going to the toilet. The house alarm went off, so it woke me. My mum panicked, didn't know what was going on.
Why are your trousers by your ankles? Lauren, come on, get back in here. Chelsea and Kilmainham, when I lived with my boyfriend and his dad used to sleepwalk into the kitchen every single night and start cooking dinner for the whole family, and he wouldn't ever remember doing it. All we would hear was pots and pans and him in the press.
I wonder if it'd be nice food. Tara says, I sleptwalked in a hotel in Orlando, Florida, went for a stroll around the hotel after unlocking the door, and came back knocking on my room fully asleep. My dad barricaded the door the next night with tables and chairs, so I couldn't get out.
Rachel, your boyfriend sleepwalks.
When I was pregnant, he actually woke me up and jumped on me.
Oh, like, no.
And pulled me out. He'd tell me that they're downstairs. You have to go downstairs. So brought me downstairs at 2 o'clock in the morning. Brought him down and he told me that I had to open the door. Now this is in his sleep. He's completely asleep. Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't remember the next morning. He wouldn't have a clue. Like,
how do you know he's asleep and not awake?
He does it all. It depends what he eats during the day.
Okay, what makes him sleepwalk?
So, like, if he had, like, say that he had a curry during the day, he'd sleepwalk. It's mental.
If you come home from work and you see he's tucking into a tikka masala, are you thinking, is it going to be a long night?
Yeah, it's going to be a long night. Actually, at one stage, he actually opened the door and went outside the garden with the remote in his hand, saying that they're coming. I was like, who's coming?
Oh, no.
No.
Like, in his boxers, like.
No, he's the chosen one.
What are you doing?
He's here to warn us about the aliens coming.
They're coming, quick, get up, they're coming. I said, what are you on about?
Yeah, well... He'll be the last one laughing when the aliens come. And he's been trying to warn us. So that morning when he opened up the door, what was he trying to get you outside for?
Oh, he's trying to do the morning with the remote, or the morning he's trying to get into the car.
He's trying to get to the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's trying to get to the car. Like, he's like, I have to go. So he does it all the time.
Did you usher him into the boot of the car and close it?
Get rid of him.
Rachel, that is fascinating.
He's a keeper.
thanks for that one.
Thanks,
see you, Rachel. Bye.
This is a song we've been meaning to play for a while.
I will always remember.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 103.8's 1K Payday. I want
that. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away $9,000. Soon it's going to be $10,000.
It's where we give you a song to listen out for between 8 and 8:30. When you hear it during the week, you contact the show. We ask you a 50-50 question. If you get it right, you win the €1,000. But if you get it wrong, we'll open up the phone line. So if you are listening, you haven't been chosen, stay by your phones. If the contestant today doesn't get it right, we will open up the phone lines on 087 711 1038. But playing this morning is Sarah. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Sarah, this is very exciting indeed.
Very exciting and nervous.
You have been chosen to play Spin 1038's 1K Payday. You were listening out for the cash track. It was Anne-Marie 2002. You contacted the show. So that means you could be winning €1,000 in the next couple of minutes. If you do win, what would you spend the money on?
Me and the girls are booking a holiday soon, so I'll probably put it towards that.
Oh, lovely. Where are we thinking of going?
All my friends are turning 30 this year, and luckily enough, I'm not till next year, but we're going to Dubai in October.
Stunning. That was a nice little dig at your friends for being old.
Yeah. Because one of them, their birthday is today.
I'll give a shout out.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Liz.
Hey, Liz, you know who you are because you know yourself. So happy birthday, Liz.
And just to remind you, Liz, you're 30 and Sarah's not till next year. Yeah. Sarah, what's going to happen is Nathan is going to ask you a question in a couple of moments. It will have a 50-50 chance of getting it right. There will be an A and B. If you get it right, you win the €1,000. But if you get it wrong, we will open up the phone lines. You will have 5 seconds to answer. You must answer within the 5 seconds and we must accept your first answer. Is that all clear?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, Sarah, here we go. The cash track you were listening out for was Anne-Marie's 2002. But who was the Irish football team manager for the 2002 FIFA World Cup? A, Brian Kerr, or B, Mick McCarthy?
5 seconds.
Mick McCarthy.
Didn't even need the 5 seconds. Okay, you were saying B, Mick McCarthy. I can tell you, Sarah, straight in, you're right. You've just won €1,000.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much.
Oh, Sarah, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm actually shaking. I'm so happy. Thank you.
Sarah, did you think waking up this morning on the 21st of March that you're going to be €1,000 richer?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Sarah, you're going to have to tell all your old friends, but you probably will have to shout as they probably have bad hearing at this stage.
I'll have to buy them an apology gift.
Sarah, thank you very much for listening this morning, playing Spin 1038's 1K Payday. Enjoy the money and enjoy your trip to Dubai. Bye-bye, Sarah.
Bye.
See you,
thank
Sarah.
You.
Bye. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Hello. Welcome to Film Corner. With yours truly, Nathan O'Reilly. I love films. I love watching them with people. I love watching films alone. The latter part happens more often than not. Now, I told you earlier on that two big films are going to become sequels. Mm. Now, as a film buff, you need to be up to date with what's going on in the film world. I can tell you, the very first film, Bird Box, is getting a sequel.
Have you seen Bird Box?
No.
I thought you said you were a film buff.
Yeah, there's so many films out there, I just never got around to it. But I believe Sandra Bullock is in it.
Yes, I watched Bird Box. It was made for Netflix. It was absolutely massive over Christmas. Sandra Bullock was in it, yes. And it was... This isn't spoiler. You'll
Wait,
know
spoiler
this.
Spoiler alarm? Do we have a spoiler alarm?
It's not a spoiler, though.
No, it is a spoiler,
it's
Graham.
It's the plot.
No, don't spoil it for me.
Oh, 1 second, I have to find it. Spoiler. There's a demonic force that is traveling around, and if you see it, you die. That's basically it. And it just
spoiled the film.
It just tracks her and her daughter's journey, and daughter and son's journey to try and get away from it.
And I heard something about blindfolding.
You have to blindfold yourself so you don't look into its eyes, or you don't see it, or it doesn't see you.
What does it smell like?
I don't know. And if it does, you die. But I was very disappointed with the ending. I won't say what the ending is, but I was very disappointed.
Spoiler alarm, and then you say the ending?
I'm not going to say the ending.
All right.
I'm not going to say the ending, but I was very disappointed. So I don't know where they can go. A sequel. Is the force back? Maybe this time if you hear it. So you got to put in your AirPods, and so you don't hear it, and that's a nice ad for Apple. That'd be a good little team up, teaming up, wouldn't it?
So Bird Box is going to be made a sequel. Second film.
What'll be called?
Bird Box 2. Yeah, great name. You know there's going to be around 17 people in a room thinking, oh, what will we call it? Bird Box 2? Yes. Do you want to go for lunch? Second film. Now, I said it. Probably the greatest film I've ever seen.
And you studied film in college.
That involves a giant shark and that eats people. It is Jaws. The Meg.
Oh, The Meg.
The Meg, Graham. They're making a sequel to it. Now, I don't know if Jason Statham's going to be in it. I hope so, because there's a lot of topless scenes and he's a good-looking man. But The Meg producer Lorenzo Dina Bonaventura has says we're working on a script. Yeah, so you never know until you get a good script. I was very thankful that the audience got that we were just trying to have fun, not take ourselves seriously at all. I'll be honest with you, because I did see the film The Meg with Peter Collins, who does Spin Hits after the show.
He's on very soon.
And while we were watching it, people are dying in the film. Now, that is not a spoiler. Maybe it is. Sorry about that. I should have pressed that beforehand. But everyone started to laugh in the cinema.
Is it the way they die? Is it just so unbelievable that there's a massive shark taking over?
Yeah, it's an enormous shark, but you wouldn't want to lose your life to an enormous shark. And I found it uneasy that everyone was laughing so much.
Are they going to do a shark again, or will it be a different one? Will it be a giant octopus? I would like to see a giant octopus come in, and let's see, Morgan Freeman plays the character of Jason Statham.
And Nicolas Cage just plays a little squid in the corner.
What's the name of that producer?
Lorenzo Dina Bonaventura.
Lorenzo, we've put it in. You're saying you have to wait for a good script. There's your script. Make The Meg into an octopus and bring in Morgan Freeman and Nicolas Cage.
And why don't you combine the two with Bird Box? Have Sandra Bullock blindfolded walking around and she gets eaten by the Meg.
Blindfold Nicolas Cage and throw him into the sea. God, we need to write this stuff down. Wait,
does anyone have a pen?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Earlier on in the show, we were speaking about a survey that came out this morning. 46% of people have admitted to sleepwalking at some stage.
Yeah, and we've got so many of these stories in. We were looking for your sleepwalking stories. Chris says, lads, I used to have a serious problem sleepwalking. So bad, I peed on my sister twice.
Oh no, your poor sister. Amy says, my family lives on a farm in Donegal. And one night when I was around 8 years old, I got up out of bed, found the house key, unlocked the door and went up to the farm sleepwalking in my pajamas. Someone found me walking around the farm and took me home. There was also an open slurry that I narrowly avoided. Wow.
We've searched on the line. Who in your life sleepwalks?
My husband sleepwalks regularly, and he got up in the middle of the night, ran a bath, got back into bed and left the tap on and flooded like the whole bathroom.
Oh, no. You're joking, Saoirse.
Yeah.
And when did you realise? Did you wake up to the flooding?
It was the next morning. I was getting up for walk, yeah.
Oh, God.
And did you know who did it? Did you immediately look at your husband and go, it was you, you jerk?
Yeah.
And how do you know if he's sleepwalking and just not awake and walking?
It's a different look in his eyes, first of all. But, you just know by him.
Before you started dating, did he ever tell you that he had this, I don't know, gift?
No.
I wouldn't call it a gift.
No.
It's not a superpower.
I don't think he was aware of it too much anyway.
Saoirse, thank you so much for your story. A gift.
What would you call it?
I have a gift for you this Christmas. I am a sleepwalker. You have to live me with the rest of my life and put up with my antics.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Downtown Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Da, 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 downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. Now, the boys in green, Ireland, they face Gibraltar this Saturday.
Yes.
At 5.
Mick McCarthy's back, baby.
Euro qualifiers. There's a lot of excitement in the air.
There's a new hope for the boys in green.
Well, you have to dream, Graham, don't you? And I decide to tell lies about the Irish football team. Big news at the moment is Terry Connors. Do you know he's the assistant manager?
No, to be honest, I don't.
Yeah, he's the assistant manager. He's just been caught on the Lewis with a child's Lewis ticket. Bought one. Do you think that's bad for him?
Clever man. Have to do what you have to do.
Try a leap card, see?
What age are you? You look around 40.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Where did you get that ticket from? I'm asking for a friend.
just any shop.
And you just say you're a child, they won't check your age or anything?
Just say you're going for your kid or something.
No one will believe that I have a kid.
Say you're going for your
they will. You look like a good father.
If I was your father, would you play baseball with me in the garden?
I would, and we'd build a treehouse, a lovely treehouse.
Are we a fan of the Boys in Green?
You've caught me now. I know absolutely nothing about football.
Don't worry, okay? We have a brand new manager. He's called Mick McCarthy, and he wants the players to take a nice, hot, steamy bubble bath before the game. He thinks the players will improve with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm about it. Self-care. I like a bubble bath.
Now, when we're having a bubble bath, is it like 20 vanilla-scented candles around the bathtub?
At least 6 candles, maybe a book. Really nice.
Nora Jones playing in the background?
Potentially.
Your mother at the other end of the bath?
No,
just me. Mick McCarthy's our messiah.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a good leader.
He came out this morning and said that Captain Chris Coleman could be as good as Cristiano Ronaldo. Do you believe that?
I don't know that. I'm not that strong a football fan to be able to comment.
Eating a lovely muffin. What's in the middle of that muffin?
Raspberry.
Would you normally go for raspberry? Do you think it's nicer than blueberry?
I don't give it too much thought.
How often do you buy those muffins? So you're walking away. A lot of the players in Gibraltar, they're part-time players. They're plumbers, they're mechanics. So Mick, this week, has a few plumbers and mechanics playing against the team in training.
I think it's a very smart tactic, out of the norm.
Some of the mechanics are trying to tackle the players with planks of wood. There's been a crowbar involved. Do you think that's dangerous?
No, I'd probably recommend spanners, to be honest. They're the best tool to tackle because you can get a big, good distance on them.
Yeah, so do you think you don't need to go near the player? You have the spanner in your hand and you throw and aim for their thighs.
Yes, the throwing really helps it, yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Time to choose the news.
I will never be over this. It's the first thing I think of and the last thing I think of when I go to bed. This is Choose the News.
Sure is.
This is the first time you've ever listened to this. You are in for an absolute treat. The man opposite me, who is frantically looking at his sheets of paper, he has 3 news stories. I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Graham, can we begin, please?
Number 1, when you're booking like that.
Oh, I like that.
Headline number 2, Casey and Orlando are blooming. Ooh. Or number 3, Ariana, not so grande pay packet.
Oh, I think you enjoyed the last one, didn't you?
I enjoyed them all. They were good this morning.
But you love saying the last one, so I'll go for the third one, please.
The amount of times I've used Grande and Ariana Grande's for headline has been phenomenal, but this has got to do with her song 7 Rings, Nathan, okay? 7 Rings, good song. Here it is.
Mr. Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles, girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble.
Of course, so that does sample a song from The Sound of Music, my favourite things, and it's come out this morning that 90% of the royalties from 7 Rings goes to the original writers of this song.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
So Rodgers and Hammerstein were the people to write the music for The Sound of Music. So they are now receiving, they're both dead, by the way, but their estate receives 90% of the royalties.
That's a lot.
For that song, which was number one across the world.
So the families of those writers, they're benefiting from the song, yes?
Benefit from Ariana Grande. They're also benefiting or have benefited from Gwen Stefani. In 2006, she had a song called Wind It Up, and she began it like this.
I'm on a hill with the lonely goat, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, hee, hoo. I'm back with the girl in goat, lay, oh, lay, oh, lo.
It sampled The Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music. This was the original.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd. Lay, hood, lay, hood, lay.
They took 50% of all royalties from Gwen Stefani as well.
So am I right in thinking that if you want to write a fantastic song, if you want to make a lot of money, just copy The Sound of Music and you're guaranteed a number one?
Well, say guaranteed number one, but you will have to give a lot of the money over to the estate of Rodgers and Hammerstein. But what I want to know is, did anyone give any money to Big Brother?
Oh, movies, I'm crazy.
On this song.
Ah.
It's more similarities between Ariana Grande and this song than there was in The Sound of Music. I hope that they maybe got 9% and then Ariana Grande just got the 1% then.
This is Big Bro.
Taking over the show. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
That has been the show. Thank you so much for listening. We wouldn't be doing this job if it wasn't for you.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you very much. I know you wouldn't be doing this job if it wasn't for me either.
Great.
Congratulations to Sarah from Fairhouse, who won €1,000 in Spin 103.8's 1K payday. We're back tomorrow. Make sure you're tuned in from 8 to get the new cash track.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.